Picture Perfect, an hour of music from the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on epics from historical novels inspired by the New Testament. This is a companion piece of sorts to last week's show, which offered music from epics from the Old Testament for Passover. Now that it's Easter, we focus on the New Testament. However, we'll do so with somewhat of a twist. The scores in question are from films based on historical novels inspired by the Bible. An interesting aspect of these epics of the 1950s and 60s is that so many of them are stories connected in some way to the Gospels that go out of their way not to show Christ. Rather, they tend to focus on his influence on others, either directly, conveyed by over-the-shoulder shots, as in Ben-Hur, or through a certain relic, as in the robe or the silver chalice. The Robe, after Lloyd C. Douglas's best-selling novel, about a Roman tribune who oversees the crucifixion of Christ, the winner of Christ's robe in a game of dice. Richard Burton played the tribune, Marcellus, Victor Mature, his slave Demetrius, and Gene Simmons, his childhood sweetheart, now betrothed to Caligula. Here's the National Philharmonic Orchestra and Ambrosian Singers, conducted by Charles Gerhard, in music from The Robe by Alfred Newman.
Thank you.
music from the 1953 film The Robe, popular score by Alfred Newman. We've heard the National Philharmonic Orchestra and Ambrosian Singers, conducted by Charles Gerhard. We turn next to the 1954 film The Silver Chalice, this time after the novel of Thomas B. Costain, in which a low-born artisan is commissioned to fashion a decorative casing for the cup from which Christ drank at the Last Supper. The Silver Chalice marked the film debut of Paul Newman in the lead. However, Newman was mortified by his performance and famously took out an ad in Variety, essentially to apologize. Be that as it may, the score was nominated for an Academy Award. It lost to Leonard Bernstein for On the Waterfront. Here is some of Franz Waxman's music for The Silver Chalice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
music from the 1954 film The Silver Chalice. Franz Waxman was the composer. We've heard those selections from a 2-CD set issued on the Film Score Monthly label, the music taken directly from the film's original elements. It's epics inspired by the New Testament, sort of, this week. Adaptations of best-selling novels tangentially related to the story of Christ. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. Barabbas, from 1961, was based on the Nobel Prize-winning novel A Pear Lagerkvist. Anthony Quinn played the title role, a convicted murderer elected by the people to go free so that Christ could be crucified. He spends the rest of his life in guilt, struggling to find meaning. One of the film's most notable sequences is the crucifixion, which is filmed during an actual solar eclipse. The music was by Mario Nashimbene. Here's The Eclipse from Barabbas. Eclipse from the 1961 film Barabbas. Music of Mario Nashimbene from the film's original soundtrack. Finally this week, one of the most honored films in Academy Awards history. Ben-Hur from 1959. After General Lew Wallace's 1880 novel, its record 11 Academy Awards has never been surpassed and only equaled twice, in 1998 by Titanic and in 2004 by The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. However, since there were fewer awards bestowed back in 1960, Ben-Hur holds the highest percentage of Oscars awarded in a single year. And of course, it was made at a time before computer-generated imagery. Aside from Best Picture, Best Director for William Wyler, and Best Actor for Charlton Heston, the film was honored for its incredible score. It would be the third Oscar for Miklós Rózsa. Here are selections from Rózsa's music for Ben-Hur. music from the 1959 film Ben-Hur, one of Miklos Rozsa's finest hours. We've heard his music performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by the composer. And with that music from Ben-Hur, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. Devoted to movies based on historical novels inspired by the New Testament. I'm Ross Amico. Happy Easter. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect.